Hi, this is Kent Greenis, one of your instructors for KM632. I wanted to share with you some information about me to help you have some context for our course. My educational experience is I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Geosciences from Kent State University, a Master of Science degree in Geophysics from the University of Arizona, and I also have a Certificate of Management and Executive Education from Kellogg University at Northwestern. My professional experience ranges from being a geophysicist in the oil business and in mining operations for about 17 years with Fluor Corporation Mining and Metals, and then British Petroleum. It was with British Petroleum that I pioneered the knowledge management effort and the early days of that discipline back in the early 1990s. I had moved from being a manager of an oil field to taking on some special projects, and in response to the chief executive's desire to flatten the organization but still remain connected and tap the people in all of our businesses in a very flat corporation, he asked me to try and figure something out, and that's when I came up with the knowledge management concept, which was a very new idea back in the 1990s. From there, I went to SAIC, where I became their chief knowledge officer for 7 years and went out on my own in 2006 to consult as a sole proprietor in the field of knowledge management. I've had about 30 clients since then that raise anywhere, that range from public to private sector, from professional service firms to industry, manufacturing, every business, industry, and market imaginable. And so I've had a lot of practical experience in knowledge management. And that's what I believe I bring to this course. Professor Johnson and I have designed this deliberately to share insights and real experience on the practice of knowledge management. We call it the business of KM. It's really about how to make knowledge management work for real in a business situation, whether it's internal to your own company or external as for a client. In the course, we'll cover KM services that we consider to be the basic blocking and tackling of knowledge management. Group learning processes to help teams learn before, during, and after the work they do, which creates experience and knowledge that can be codified, shared, and transferred with others, either through conversation or by documenting it. We cover communities of practice and their practical application. We cover how to harvest and capture knowledge in a meaningful way so that others can benefit from what people have learned in an explicit manner. And we also cover KM assessment and strategy development to help an organization either start a KM effort based on their strategic and operational business priorities or renew a KM effort. We also cover the basics of KM organization, different business structures that align with an organization's evolution on their KM journey. And we cover a module that will help you understand more about leadership for knowledge and how to make this work in a practical way. So we look forward, Professor Johnson and I look forward to working with you and sharing what we know and also learning from you. So have fun and study hard. Thank you.